I'm joined in the studio by Anita McCarthy, who's PR and communications executive, and Emily Gray, who is an art therapy volunteer with the Family Support Services from St Francis Hospice, and they're joining me today to talk about Volunteers Week. So welcome to both you ladies.
Hello.
Looking very well today. Nice bit of sunshine. How are you both doing?
Great, thank you. Yeah, lovely sunny day, which is always a bonus.
There we go. Turn down the disco music I had to do the introduction there. Now, it is Volunteers Week, so start with yourself, Anita. We haven't seen each other since the really successful the quiz night we had, the big yellow quiz.
Absolutely.
Here at the Brentwood Centre was amazing.
Yeah, fantastic evening, our best ever yet, so we've got a lot to live up to next year.
Yeah, definitely. And how much was raised on that in the end? It was quite a lot of money, wasn't it?
A lot of money. So it was well over £10,000.
Brilliant.
So that was fantastic. So we're very, very grateful to all our supporters. Everyone who came along enjoyed such a fantastic night. And to yourself for great performance.
It was amazing. It was over 600 people in there, and it was just such a good atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And besides the ones where people, you had 600 people in the room, there are people raising funds for the hospice throughout the year by doing, you know, whether it's a sponsored walk, and every single penny counts, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This, let's say, you know, people are always amazed with what they come up with to raise money for the hospice. So you know, incredible what people do, and we're very, very lucky. We know we're very grateful to everybody for all the efforts they, you know, put in to support the hospice. Very, very appreciated.
Now, we're going to talk more about the hospice and what events and stuff you've got coming up, but we're talking at the moment about Volunteers Week. So tell everybody about what volunteers mean for St Francis Hospice.
Well, they mean everything to us, absolutely everything. We've got 840 volunteers who work across every area of our hospice services, so they're absolute incredible unpaid workforce here who just, you know, the dedication and time, the skills that they have, the experience, they really give us the gift of time, and that means so much. I mean, we wouldn't be able to you know, provide the range of services we do without them. And that's, for example, our retail outlets. We have 14 retail outlets and heavily rely on volunteers. We couldn't do that. That's a very important income, you know, for the hospice, to help us raise the funds that we need. But also all around, you know, at the hospice as well, you know, we have volunteers on the wards, volunteers that maintain our beautiful gardens, admin roles, so many, you know, volunteers behind the scenes doing roles, and also our support, bereavement support services, complementary therapy services. So there's so many roles available that people do, and I think people are often surprised by the roles that you can do at a hospice. They might think, well, this one wouldn't be for me, but you know, if you have a skill, we would love to, you know, we could make use of it if you've got the time.
Do you think people sometimes think, if they're going to do volunteering, they go, I haven't got enough time, and you know, is it, you can say, I've got 2 hours maybe, or 3 hours a month, that's all I've got. Is that any going to be any good? So you don't
Absolutely.
Have to say you've got to dedicate like 10 hours a month or something. There is a role for somebody with limited time
There is something. We appreciate any time anybody has to give. And on our website, we have a range of all the roles we have available. We will find something to suit everybody. So you know, nobody would be turned away. We'd find something, you know, for example, one of our shops or in our gardens. An hour of your time would mean a lot to us. Mm. So absolutely. So you don't have to give up. You don't have to give up a day or half day. If a few hours, if that's what suits, you know, that would be, you know, very appreciated.
Now we're joined by Emily Gray. That's the last name, actually. Who is an art therapy volunteer at the Family Support Services at St Francis Hospice. So first of all, tell us about what you do.
At the moment, I'm doing group work with inpatients, doing art therapy to support them, and also working with individuals at the bedside. And art therapy is a sort of form of psychotherapy, which uses art as a tool to help people express themselves in a safe way. And obviously, sometimes it can be very, very difficult for people in the hospice. So it's allowing them to be creative in a safe environment. It helps with anxieties, gives a sense of achievement, self-confidence. So it's very rewarding.
Yeah. And it is also people, I know through an experience with my friend's mum, who's in a hospice, she painted them. She'd never painted before in her life, and her husband still has a picture of poppies. and she'd never ever painted, and it was an amazing picture that she'd never painted before.
Yeah. That's the way sometimes some people say to me, oh, I haven't done art since I've been at school. You don't have to be good at art. It's not about that. It's about the process, about being creative and expressing yourself and giving a sense of achievement.
You're not actually local, so you come from quite away.
From Hertfordshire, once a week. And it's very rewarding, you know, and it's actually nice to be able to use the skills I've learned to support people through a difficult time. Mm. And, you know, it's giving something back, which I enjoy.
Did you work in, is it oils or whatever anyone wants
anything,
to work
in? Anything.
Yeah.
So we have the hospice, I mean, there's an art therapist there as well as me. And she's got a whole cupboard full of lovely things, so people can choose what they want to use.
Yeah.
And it's very person-led, you know, they can choose. You know, I don't direct it at all.
And for yourself, what do you get from giving that time up for other people? What does it give to you?
It gives me a lot of, I suppose, a meaning, actually. It's rewarding, really rewarding. I come away and I've really enjoyed it, and it's nice to be able to see a difference in people's lives.
That,
you know, obviously a very difficult time for them.
Definitely. Now back to Anita. So if people want to get involved with volunteering, because it is volunteer week, is that right the way across the UK?
It's National Volunteers
because
Week.
In Billericay, I think over the weekend you can go along to Billericay and they've got different things that you can volunteer for. They've got all people coming in from different charities and stuff, so we've been reading that out, and you can check that out on the website. So if people go to the St Francis website, you've got a section set up there for volunteering.
Absolutely, we've got a very detailed section with all the roles currently available, where people can download, find out about the role, but also download an application form. And if there's something on the website that they, you know, doesn't necessarily appeal, they can, on the application form, they can actually put down what would be of interest, and our volunteers team would get back to them and, you know, discuss what would be available and what they could, you know, how they could support us in some way. So the best thing to do, really, everything is on our website on www.sfh.org.uk. That's the best way to go about that. But could I just also say that we worked out that our volunteers every year give up 260,000 hours to support the hospice, and I think that's an incredible amount of time. And, you know, we really are grateful. And, as our way of formally thanking our volunteers, we host through June 3 volunteer thank you evenings, where they come along and basically enjoy a meal. And, so we can formally thank our volunteers. And we present long service awards to volunteers that reach significant milestones. Some of our volunteers have been with us like 30 years. It's absolutely incredible. I'm so grateful for that. And the first one is this evening. So really looking forward to meeting our volunteers. Are you coming along, Emily?
I'm taking my daughter to Miranda Sings, unfortunately.
Oh,
but thank you.
I would be there otherwise.
Oh, I know Miranda Sings. St Francis Hospice, they're very well known in the community, and you do come into Phoenix FM, and I've got personal experience, and a lot of people in Essex have as well, the wonderful work that you do there, not just in the hospice, it's outside of the hospice, which sometimes people don't realise. It's caring for people in their homes, and it does cost a lot of money to keep the hospice running. So how many beds have you got there, and what's the cost per year?
Well, we have 18 beds at the hospice, but that doesn't really give a full picture of our care, as you just mentioned, because 85% of our care is in people's home. Often we've got our day services at Pemberton Place, where people come and they can access, you know, physio, therapies, exercise classes, also sort of social groups as well, where they can also access doctors and nurses. So there's lots going on. But as I say, most of our care is in the community, but it costs an incredible £21,000 a day to run our services. And, you know, that's a huge amount of money. So every day is a fundraising challenge. And, you know, that's why we're incredibly grateful for what people do, for the volunteers who give up their time. So that saves us a huge amount there. That's estimated as around a £2 million in extra services to the hospice.
And you don't realise, I always say this, you don't realise about hospices until you need them. And then once you need them, you realise how phenomenal they are. And they're not scary places. People have got this image in their head what hospices are like. They're not. And they do such a fantastic job. It's very bright. It's very breezy. You walk in, people are smiling. Everybody is is happy, all the staff are happy when you walk in there, because of what they deal with on a day-to-day basis. So it's you don't get a frown when you walk in.
No.
You always get people who are courteous and happy.
No.
And
I do appreciate when people come to a hospice, it's at the most difficult time in their life. So there's a lot of fear and a lot of sadness. So we've still got a lot of work to keep reinforcing to people that it's not what you think. And then I think, you know, everybody I speak to when they come are really, it's never what they think. It's so much more and better than what they think. And there's people who may have been reluctant to come. It might have been families or patients. Are so grateful because they've got such a network of support there in so many ways that they can, you know, really, really help support
them. It's a lovely place to be. I found that as well.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. Very friendly, very supportive. It's like a big family, really. It's a lovely place. Yeah.
Have you done any artwork outside? Have you managed to do any stuff out in the gardens?
Not yet. No. But beautiful gardens.
Yes.
Absolutely stunning gardens.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll be out there in the summer.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you were saying Volunteers Week. Don't forget, check the website. But what events have you got coming up at St Francis soon?
Well, this month we've got a couple of things I'd like to mention. We've got our Make a Will Fortnight initiative, and that runs from the 11th to the 22nd of June, and that's where we encourage people to make a will and protect their loved ones. And what we do, we work closely with local solicitors, and they're giving up their time to make and amend wills for free, but in return for a donation to the hospice. So a really, really great initiative that, you know, it's a great opportunity for people to take that up if they're thinking about making a will, or, you know, something they've thought about but just haven't got around to doing. So on our website they'll find a list of the solicitors taking part, and it's a really great opportunity to get that done, really, and just, you know, get things in place, you know, so you are protecting the ones you love.
Yes, definitely.
And the second thing, very, very different, is our retail arm are holding the Frankie's Market at the hospice. And basically what they're doing is the 14 retail stores are bringing the very, very best of our donations to the hospice for one day on the 16th of June. And people can come along, and there will be some fabulous finds. So that's running all day on the 16th of June. So that's a really, really good day to come along to if you sort of fancy something, finding some little gem there. And then in September, the two main events in September I'd like to mention. First of all, our Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest is back. This will be the seventh year, and that's on the 2nd of September, Sunday the 2nd of September. And once again, that's at the sort of Ford Centre in Dunton. And again, that's a really fantastic day out. I mean, if you're into cars, amazing, because they have, you know, so many classic cars from all the eras. But also, it's a really good family day because there's lots of entertainment, and again, there's lovely vintage stalls. So a really good day to have a good day out for all the family. Really interesting. And our big event is the Star Walk. It's back on Sunday the 22nd of September. It's the 10th anniversary, so this is going to be a big one. And the theme is celebration, because it's the 10th birthday. So we're really, really hoping to make that the biggest one yet, really. Really, really fantastic night out. It's a 10K walk around Romford. And what's different this year is we're actually, because normally it's a ladies-only event, we're actually, because it's the 10th anniversary, inviting men to come along and join in a bit of the fun, so they don't have to miss out this year.
Yeah.
So it can be a real all family, couples, whatever you want to make it this year, but just come along and have fun.
So if you want to get involved with Volunteer Week, go and have a look at the St Francis Hospice website, and you can donate whatever hours you can. They'll be more than happy to get you in, and whatever you specialise. It might be gardening, as you said, you might be a singer, or you might do painting, or a bit of aromatherapy, or a manicurist. Anything along those. Well, there's just so many things. But even people reading books, I suppose, is a nice thing to have, or storytelling and stuff like that. So there's loads of stuff you can do. Do have a look at the website, and also do check out all of the events that they've got coming up in the hospice. And if you want to do your own fundraising, any amount of money that you raise for the hospice is appreciated. It doesn't have to go into the thousands. It's lovely if it does, but if you're just doing something and you raise a couple of pounds, it's fabulous. And you've also got your raffle, or is it the lottery that you do there?
The lottery is a fantastic initiative.
Yeah.
It helps us raise a lot of funds for our care. And again, it's just £1 a week. And you can, and every week somebody wins £1,000, and it's lovely to be making that phone call on a Friday to say, give somebody some good news.
Yeah.
And at the moment, our rollover is at £19,000. So really. it's definitely worth getting a ticket. And again, as it's a local lottery, you have a much better chance of winning locally than you have of winning the national lottery.
When did anyone here last win the national lottery at all? Never. Exactly. But so it's rubbish.
And I know most people sign up to, and it is a way of donating, which is wonderful. Yeah. But I'm always so pleased to let people know when they've won, because there've been some people have been supporting for years, and it's something they forget about. They sign up and they forget about. And then they get that call to say you've won, and they're just so over the moon. Mm. But I say it's a wonderful fundraising initiative, and you really do get a chance to win something quite nice.
You want to record the conversations, because I love it when you go, you've won nine. No, I haven't. You're lying. You're joking. That's what they do, don't they?
I think I'm going to have to, you know, with this big one, if it doesn't get one, I mean, it's going up every week by £500 if it hasn't been won. So it hasn't been won for quite a few weeks. Wow. Obviously, it's gone up to 19,000. It starts at 500.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest it's been in a long time. So I think whoever wins that, I'm going to have to make sure they're sitting down.
Yes. Yeah. What a lovely surprise. Yeah. But there you go, donate £1 a week. You go into the lottery and you've got chances to win a prize. And a pound, people don't notice. No. And it just comes out on the directive and it's just done.
That's, and I say all this information about how to sign up, about all our events, about the volunteers, how to get involved in any way, all that information is on our website.
Lovely. Okay, and just want to say to Emily, have you got your website so people can go and have a look at your lovely paintings?
Well, I haven't got a website, but I'm working as an art therapist in a school and in a children's centre and obviously at the hospice. So
lovely.
I'm building the career, yeah.
You can tell she's arty because she's got lovely, I say this to some guests, you've got a nice aura.
Thank you.
Relaxed.
Thank you, Michelle.
We were talking about how you have to be in a good mood to draw pictures, and sometimes, you know, whatever your emotions come out in painting. Same with music, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
lovely.
Absolutely.
It's really lovely to see
you
both.
Thank you.
Are you both
Michelle.
Going off for a light lunch, or have you both got to get off back to work?
Back to work, I'm afraid.
Right, okay.